You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Wednesday's edition where we'll be looking ahead to the evening card from Nace. My name is Sam Norris and joining me on the line, as ever, is our Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Hello, Sam.
What do you make of the Nace card today?
I think there's a couple of nice bets there. One or two prices have already gone, unfortunately, by the time I do this podcast, but there still might be one or two scraps of value left and my nap comes in the last race, so to have the best or last.
Okay, good stuff. We'll dive straight in into the action. We'll start at 6 o'clock with the 6 furlong maiden. Lieutenant General here for Ballydoyle is 8-15 favourite. 130 about Herald the Dawn. Munchid is 5-1, 9-1 for Reckless Endeavour, and the Rag at 80-1 is Don't Quit. What did you make of these?
Yeah, Lieutenant General shape really encouragingly first time out. He wasn't overly expected to run as well as he did, and he just bumped into a horse who was clearly above average on debut, a horse called Senas Perakum from the Jim Bolger stable. The pair of them actually were nicely clear of the rest, and there's some horses with form in behind as well to give that race a bit of substance. Now Bronze T-Rolls done off take a massive leap forward after their first run as well. You know, he's had three or four this year that have finished, you know, well in the ruck and have come out and won next time out, taking a huge leap. And this one's very much expected to do exactly the same here. He's the most likely winner. He's been heavily backed already this morning. I won't put anyone off if they're a short price merchant. But if you wanted to perhaps back something at odds against in this race, I would probably suggest we back without the favourite here and go with the other experienced runner, and that is Munchied. Just taking a chance that Jim Bulger's new approach, Colt Herald the Dawn, might just need the experience. And I thought Munchied shaped OK as well, similarly to the favourite in his race at the Curra back in May. That race has worked out incredibly well. Air Force Blue, of course, went on to run a huge race in the Coventry. Rockaway Valley's won since. Tonkinese, that's also won. And he got hampered as well inside the final furlong and a half, just to put salt into the wounds. But it's still not a bad return. And the Prendergast horse is much better off in their sort of state as they were a couple of months ago. I'd expect Munchied at least to run a nice race. So let's go with him without the fav.
OK, then Munchied without the favourites in the Nace opener. We'll go then to the second race, and the card comes up at 6.30. 6 furlongs, the trip again for this one. It's a three-runner affair. Toscanini is the 3-1 on favourite in the Godolphin Blue. Letters of Note, 5-2 and 14-1 for Dandy Leakey. Toscanini here, we last saw him running pretty well in the Jersey Stakes at Royal Ascot. Can he go in here, Andy?
Yeah, this looks a penalty kick, doesn't it, for Toscanini? He started his season off in the best possible fashion, while beating subsequent dual winner Anipi in pretty convincing fashion at Navan. And then he was third behind Anthem Alexander when he just didn't quite handle the rain softened ground that day. He went to Ascot as a bit of a wild outsider, or a dangerous floater anyway. And for one moment, a fleeting moment, a furlong out, he looked as though he was going to win. He got held up in the rear, and then he came with a swooping run when he virtually passed the whole field to hit the front of the furlong pile, only for that effort to peter out late on. The overriding impression of that performance was that he didn't quite get the trip. I suppose Mickey Halford, in hindsight, was kicking himself that he never run him in the Commonwealth Cup, which would have been ideal for him, as 6 furlongs seems to be his distance. But this should be ample compensation here. A nice little 10 grand pot for the begging. His two main rivals look as though they're up against it. So Toscanini should justify favouritism.
OK, and Toscanini in that 6.30. Next race on the card comes up at 7 o'clock. We've got another 6 furlong maiden to enjoy here. Queen of Sicily is the 2-1 favourite for this one. 5-2 about now or never. The Yellow Bus, 3-1. 6-1 for Safouf, and it's double-figure prices. The rest of them, what are your thoughts here?
Clearly, Queen of Sicily is expected to go well on her debut, filly by Cave Cross. Probably won't see the best of her till next year, perhaps, with a pedigree such as that. But Jim Bulger's two-year-olds are in good nick at the moment, so clearly one that the others will be respectful of. But that doesn't put me off putting one up against her. And I'm going to go with the yellow bus here. I've already backed this filly this morning. She was available to back at 6-1, which looked way, way over the odds. I thought she ran a real light catching race first time out behind the short price A. O'Brien favourite Minding, who'd of course had the experience of a run previously at the track. And she put that experience to good use. But the yellow bus was not totally clueless, but she certainly wasn't given a hard time. She was the actually outside of the four. Funny enough, David Watchman had another strongly fancied runner, which finished last of the four. So this was a bit of an unexpected run. But that shouldn't mean that we should underestimate her chances here tonight. She's hopefully got a nice draw as well in trap nine. Usually when there's a little bit of rain in the air at Nathan and the ground's on the easy side, they tend to come down the middle, and stall nine on the outside of the pack should be absolutely ideal. It'll certainly give Wayne Norden plenty of options anyway, and he should have a clear track to run, run down. I just like that run first time out. She's sure to improve, and if you can get an each-way price about the yellow bus, I think you'll be rewarded.
OK, the yellow bus then in the 7 o'clock. We'll go to the 7.30 next. This one is a 6 furlong apprentice handicap. Apache Gold is your favourite here at 4-1 at the time recording. 9-2 for National Service. Fairy Foxglove, 11-2. 11-2 about hard times. You Can Choose, 6-1. 8-1 for Staccato Wolf and Tens Bar Those. How do you sort this lot out?
Yeah, again, another race I've had a bet in. I've managed to snaffle up double-figure quotes about hard times. It was as big as 12-1 this morning. That looks a huge price for Johnny Levens's four-year-old. No obvious form figures to go on, but if you dig back deeply enough into that race he ran over course and distance here the last day, you'd certainly give him a chance of hitting the frame against this mob. Although he's only 7-20, that doesn't really tell the whole story. He was drawn low, which of course counted against him. The winner came up the stand side. And he also got hampered as well when he was going quite well, just approaching the 2 furlong pole. And a bit of interference that he never really recovered from. But I like the way he finished off his race. He went through the line nice and hard, and he's been heavily punted this morning. Only 11-2, William Hill. You can still get round about a 6-7-1. So that looks a decent each-way bet there, hard times, to step up markedly on that eye-catching run here last time out.
All right, hard times to pick then in 7.30. At 8 o'clock, we've got a mile maiden. Current State leads the market here at 15-8. 11-4 for Diamond Rio. Lafina, 3-1. Thassel is 7-2. 14-1 for Herd of Whisper. And Yin Yang, the outsider of the 6 at 33-1. Anything stand out here?
Well, you couldn't back Current State on the speed figures anyway, because she hasn't done anything of note. There was a bit of a crawl the other day at Limerick, and she probably might have been a bit flattered to finish so close to the 98-rated Jacobean. So I think that could be, like I say, a little bit misleading. I thought the two to concentrate on here were Diamond Rio, number one. She ran an encouraging race first time out down in Gowran beyond two nice fillies. Rivers of Babylon has been a really decent horse this year for Willie McCreary, but most importantly she only finished 3 lengths behind a Shearer, who went to the Curragh next time out and won by 7 wickets. So I think she was up against two very, very smart individuals that day, and that run won't be lost on her. And I thought Asathea was another one to consider. She ran down in Gowran last time out behind Sidra in quite a decent event there. And the blinkers seem to work for the first time with her, so she could improve. But I'll have to go with Diamond Rio. That maiden that she ran in, for me, is the best race on offer, form-wise, and hopefully she should improve significantly from that outing.
OK, we'll go ahead then to the 8.30, the penultimate race on the card. Algonquin heads affairs here at 5-2. It's 4-1 about back on top. Ningxie is 9-2. 5-1 for Mufrad. Gregoria is 5-1. 8-1 for Shannon Soul. And Emperor Bob is a 16-1 chance at the time of recording. A potentially trappy affair here, Andy.
Yeah, definitely. A lot will depend on tactics here at Nace tonight. Usually, the front runners have a major, major advantage. So with none of these having made the running before, it's quite a difficult race to assess. Something has obviously got to take the lead and do something they've never done before. And I'd like to think that perhaps Kevin Manning could be a little bit proactive here on the favourite Algonquin, because he seems to stay really well, and he needed all of that a mile and a quarter last time out to get on top, having raced towards the back of the field. Dropping back to a mile, you know, you don't want to be hanging around here, and if he drops it out the back again, it won't make the ground up in time, because the short straight here, it's all over before you blink. So hopefully Manning will boot this horse out and make plenty of use of it. He's probably the nicest horse in the field, but there are one or two other decent animals against him. You've got Mufrad, who scored in decent fashion down in Down Royal. There's been a bit of money for Gregoria this morning. And also Mickey Halford runs Shannon Soul as well, who has been running in hard knocking handicaps. He actually comes out really well on my speed figures, and he can make the running. So if there was going to be a bit of a surprise at a price, it could well be Shannon Soul. But I'll stick with Algonquin in the hope that Kevin Manning is very proactive on him.
Algonquin the pick there then for Kevin Manning and Jim Bolger. We'll go to the lucky last then, the 9 o'clock. This one is a handicap over a mile and two, and Brightly Shining is the 11-4 favourite here. 4-1 for Corker Hill. Multiculture 4-1. 5-1 Master Chippy. Kesara Sara 8-1. Same price back Pullman Brown, and bigger prices the rest of them. Who gets the selection in the last hander?
Yeah, Man Up of the Day runs in the final race. I've been waiting for this mare to run ever since she posted such a colossal speed figure for her grade down in Curragh. And the horse in question is Corker Hill, who has been a little bit hit and miss of late. But when she's a hit, she's a massive hit. And her two best performances of late have both come when she's had a strong pace to run out over a mile and a quarter. So hopefully she'll get that tonight. Her time last time out at the Curragh was just sensational. It was the fastest furlong per furlong time I got on that card on the 28th of June, which is saying something considering there was group horses on that card. She's also run well here as well in the past, actually last year when she was second to Millington in a mile handicap, but she definitely wants further nowadays. Obviously you've got to be very respectful to the three-year-olds. Brightly Shining ran well in the Ulster Derby. He looks an out-and-out stayer, so maybe the drop-back in trip could just find him out. Multiculture, he's the main danger for me. He ran really well behind Algonquin in the in his last race at the Curragh. And, of course, Algonquin, we get a chance to look at that form half an hour earlier. So his form credentials could have taken a boost. But the time of the race that Corker Hill posted was much better than Algonquin's performance over the same trip. So hopefully he'll take care of the three-year-old. All in all, no Lawless five-year-old is a massive price. I think we can get 5-1 for this morning. And hopefully she'll justify my confidence.
Corker Hill then with a pretty strong vote for Andy in the last. If you could just run us through, please, one more time, your selections for the action at Nace on Wednesday evening.
Yeah, decent card tonight at Nace. Three bets for me. Certainly not punting in the first two races, but I think the first two favourites will win, Lieutenant General and Toscanini. Maybe Munchied without the favourite in the first. On to my bets. I'm really keen on the yellow bus each way in the 7 o'clock. I've also about Hard Times in the 7:30. I think he'll run a good deal better than his form figures suggest. I take Diamond Rio over Arthur Hill in the 8 o'clock. Hopefully Algonquin will run a nice race despite dropping back in trip in the 8:30. And then the nap of the night is Corker Hill. If my speed figure is anything to go by, she's going to take a world of beating in the last.
OK, Andy Holding's thoughts then on the card at Nace. And you'll hear every race live from Nace in the company of Mick Norton, Chris Pimlott and John Budden. We'll also bring you the domestic action, of course. It's Catterick, Lingfield and Wolverhampton in the afternoon and Bath and Kempton sporting that Nace card in the evening. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast, Andy, and best of luck with the selections tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.